Before we get to the pitch, though, Tansy.
Oh, no.
My new segment.
Oh, yes. We have a new segment, apparently.
But it's, what did we end up calling it? I've got, you said compulsory corona content.
Oh, yeah, the triple C.
Or
the big C. The C
words. I had, like, shift viral, sniff shift,
pitch runner. I liked pitch sniff.
Yeah, pitch sniff.
But it does sort of undercut the seriousness of coronavirus. Turns out coronavirus is giving people strokes and, like, cardiac arrest instead of just sniffles. Yeah. The world's dying.
Yeah, well, it doesn't actually give you, like, sneezing is not a symptom at all.
Although lack of taste is, so I guess anyone who liked Rise of Skywalker, I hope they get better soon. That is massively undercutting the seriousness of this situation.
You can't say that.
I really can't.
but I do hope they get better at liking movies soon. Mm-hmm. For one thing, I had one other title idea, which was pitch shift out of my way. I need that bag of brown rice, but I don't want to get too close to you.
you really committed to that bit.
Yeah, I did. I really wanted to get that one out there. Anyway, what this is I have, over the past, like, 4 weeks that we haven't had an episode, or however long we haven't had new episodes recording, I keep listening to songs that I'm like, oh, that would be a funny pitch specifically about coronavirus.
Yeah.
But a lot of them are not long enough to warrant an entire episode, and also it would be deeply depressing to spend a whole episode on a pitch about coronavirus.
Absolutely.
Because, like, we've all seen Quarantine, or what's the one that people keep going? Contagion. We've all seen Contagion. So instead, what we're going to do is, and Tansy can do this too, I'm sure it's not just me that's had some COVID-related ideas.
I haven't had a single idea in the past five. Wait, how long has it been? In however long it has been, I haven't thought. My brain has
I think it's been 6 weeks.
Wandered.
That's beautiful. So I'm going to do them. I don't know if maybe people want to tweet at us
their
COVID themed pitches.
Yeah.
But for now it's me. And for the first mini pitch shift out of my way, I need that bag of brown rice. I am pitching Alec Benjamin's COVID song, 6 Feet Apart.
They say distance is relative, and relative to relatives I have, I'd say I'm relatively close to breaking down. Because right now, I feel so alone.
Alec Benjamin does not have one COVID song. He has released several COVID songs while in isolation as further proof that white men need to be stopped.
Yeah, I mean, he doesn't, like, this is what I said when we were talking about it. He doesn't really have anything going on for him, so he just writes more songs about whatever's happening.
Just be aggressively mediocre and get paid for it. I'm already aggressively mediocre. I just want that sweet, sweet dough.
Yeah, that'd be great. Oh, to be a cis white man and get paid.
I'm so close. I've got two of them down.
But yeah, so really quick pitch. Mm-hmm. The chorus of the song is like, oh, I miss you most at 6 feet apart when you're right outside my window but can't ride inside my car. Deeply creepy lyric, no? If you don't know that there's a pandemic on. So what I'm doing, this would be an A24 thriller featuring A24's faves, who are also our faves, Anya and Timothy. And so what it would be like casual, there'd be like two people who'd been like casually dating. It's like a new relationship. They've only just kind of been like, hey, are we maybe like being boyfriend and girlfriend? Yeah, I guess so. And then the quarantine happens. And so Anya is like, I guess that sucks, but I'll see you on the other side of this. And Timothy is like, no, but we're in love. And she's like, And he's like, no, but we have to, you know, oh God, it's like star-crossed lovers. We have to be together. So he becomes obsessed, and then it becomes like a thriller where he just keeps showing up outside of a window.
6 feet
away. She's like walking the dog and he's driving past really slowly in the car and he's like, I wish I could be with you. And she's like, leave me alone. Like,
social distance the fuck away from me, my dude.
Yeah. 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 So that would be, what's the fucking song called again? Six feet apart. I mean, isn't there, I think there is a film called 5 feet apart.
Yeah, directed by one of the cute boys from Jane the Virgin.
Oh, I didn't know that it was...
Yeah, it's... character's name? The only character name from Jane the Virgin I ever remember is Rogelio, because he's the best character in the show.
The only one that I remember is Jane.
Well, she's in the title and I can't even remember her. Who I can assume
is the Virgin.
She is, of the title. The eponymous.
Yes, but that was... Sniff Shift.
Can I do one?
Yeah, you sure can.
I'm looking at literally the song I was listening to when this recording started, which is Betty Who, Human Touch. A bit of Betty Who.
Love a bit of Human Touch.
Do you know Betty Who?
Yes.
Good love is so hard to find. We got it right for a while.
She's great, and her song Human Touch is all about, you know, don't need to call it love, just need some human touch, why don't you come over?
Can't come over, it's illegal, Betty.
Well, no, like a COVID-style movie where she is some sort of, like, demon that wants to kill everyone. So not quite like a succubus, but is, like, spreading the disease by being like, hey, babe, come over.
I love it. I love
it. Don't need to call it love, just get some COVID.
And she's played by Carolyn Calloway.
Yeah, yeah.
And now, and that was butta 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 pitch sniff.
So I miss you most that 6 feet apart when you're right outside my window, but can't ride inside my car. And it hurts to know just how lovely you are and be too far away to hold, but close enough to break my heart. I miss your smile. Feels like miles, 6 feet apart.